You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And welcome into this last day of May 2025. We're heading into a busy June in the out-of-doors. Well, for some of us, the big news is the reopening of the frog season. Kicks off at 12:01 a.m. tonight, or tomorrow, technically. It'll be Sunday. It's closed every April and May here in Louisiana. And I got to tell you, nighttime frogging is a sport where you have a lot of fun. A lot of antics going on. You don't have to worry about sunscreen or sunburn or sunglasses, that's for sure. And the night ends up, if you're fortunate, with some tasty rewards of some delicious frog legs. We'll give you the skinny on finding some fat Louisiana frogs in Louisiana coming up in just a little bit. Also, got plenty of fishing rodeos and tournaments on the calendar to tell you about. Family get out and fish events. Introduction to fishing courses. It's free fishing license weekend. No fishing license required next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We'll talk more about all the activities that'll be there to celebrate that. And we've got pirog races taking place today. They are back at Bayou Liberty. We have a live report coming up with my buddy Dean Galatis. And we've also got the Cajun Heritage Festival coming up next weekend to tell you about. So what are you doing? You going fishing? You going frogging? What are you doing this weekend? Text me 504-260-1870. That's our contact line here at the Outdoor Show headquarters. CCA Star got underway. And boy, what a week it was. We have the opening week update for you. And you know, we've been warning you, but still, two of you out there did not listen, and you now join the ranks of those guys. They're those guys who caught tagged redfish, but no ticket. What a shame. Cost them a truck and maybe a boat. Well, as happens every spring, we've had another turkey season marred by a number of bad boys and girls, and today we have two more admitted violators. We're going to call this story the case of the turkey tag traders. And the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is asking if you witness any fish kills, which could pop up. Got some low oxygenation problems with the heat we've had recently, although we got a really pleasant little cool front passing through this morning. I want you to be on the lookout and remind you it's important to report any fish kills you might see to determine the cause. And if you had a successful fishing trip this week like I did, and you're going to hear about our annual Memorial Day trip with Captain Mike Gallo out to Lake Bourne, we'd like to include your fishing trip along with your comments and your questions. We'll add it to the reports from our professional captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your message real time to the studio at 504-260-1870. Put that number in your memory. That's 504-260-1870, and just listed as Don Saturday Mornings. Coastal Marine forecast looks like this. It's a cool 68 degrees here at St. Hubert's Cathedral. And what you're looking at if you're headed offshore today, westerly winds, 8 to 15, about a 2-foot sea on the interior lakes and bays, 6 to 12 knots, wind out of the west, with some areas that's okay, but not to my liking. The west is definitely not the best, but that'll be changing over the day and into tomorrow when it'll become north, just like we had a frontal system coming through, 8 to 15 knots interior lakes and bays. Offshore tomorrow, you're looking at 10 to 18, 2 to 3, possibly 4-foot seas for those of you going after those red snapper. Got a good tide range, 1.5 foot, a lot of water moving in and out. That's going to aid the fish activity. And the Mississippi River, no worry about flood stage right now. It's at 12.1 and holding steady. So the stage is set. The weather's good. You got time to get out there and do it. Everything's pretty much open in terms of fishing. And the old frog season opening up. Get you some frog legs. If you get out there and you do it, tell me what do you think for those of you who are experienced froggers? Do you seem to do better on a moonlit night or a dark night? Which one do you think is most successful? And why, if you got any reason? 504-260-1870. When we come back, we headed to Shell Beach, Campos Marina. Boy, they have had a busy weigh-in this week with the Star Tournament entries. I think I counted about 5 or 6 different people making the board, weighing their fish. Down there with Robbie Campo. We'll give you the latest right after this time out on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, yeah. Campos Marina. We're headed there right now. Let's pull in there to the parking lot and check in with Robbie Campo. Robbie, got a lot to talk about. But first thing, for people that are on their way down there, I heard the Green Bridge was going to close this weekend. Is it closed, or do you have a time on when it will close, if not?
Well, let's start with the Green Bridge. Green Bridge is going to be, it should be open now. It was, DOTD said it was going to be open at 5 o'clock this morning. It will shut down again tonight at 10 o'clock and will reopen again tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. again. Claiborne Bridge is out. So, you know, You got St. Claude as your only option. But, if you're coming in on 510 right now, that should be open. I think, you know, the crowd's going to be a little bit later this morning. Anyhow, Don, we got a northwest wind blowing here about 10 miles an hour. You know, so I think people are just going to kind of wait till, you know, daylight to figure out what they want to do or whatever. But I tell you, Don, a really exciting week of fishing this past week. I'm telling you, you know, from the eastern shoreline of Lake Barnstill, catching some beautiful fish along there, you know, up in the Mr. Go here on the backside of the dam, but in the Mr. Go going out to Anastasio, the rocks, the short rocks, long rocks has been good. And, you know, the last couple of days, Don, we had a lot of rain in our forecast for the last couple of days. We got hammered with some really serious squalls here in the last couple of days. I'm talking, you know, stuff that was packing probably a couple inches of rain in each one of those cells. So the ship channel kind of saved the day for, you know, the Mr. Go saved the day for most people that was out fishing. Yesterday, I did have some friends of ours go out to the islands and went out there, wade fished, and went fished along Goshen and some went over toward Curlew, and they did very well out there, you know, wade fishing. Guys, if you're going to go wade fishing, the sharks are in. They're eating the bait. They're eating your trout off the line. Be careful out there. I don't know why people do this. I guess that they love it, but, you know, but my legs mean a lot more to me than getting in that water, Don. That's just me. I wouldn't get out of that boat with a jousting suit on. There ain't no way I'm getting in that water out there, you know, by one of the islands right now. It's just not for me. That's all I could say. But these guys out there catching plenty of fish, just be careful while you're out there doing it. Water's heating up. Sharks are in. Every one of these wells that's in the Britain Sound area and Chandelier Sound area, that's all I hear about is the fish bit off behind the head. So be very careful out there, guys. You don't want to get, if you're going into getting that water out there along the islands, you don't want to get your calf tore off or whatever. Just be, put them on a long string and don't keep them real close to you. So
yeah, that's the best piece of advice. If you're going to do it, you know, keep it on a long string and make sure it floats away from you. Because a lot of times the shark is not really looking for leg. He's looking for fish. And if somebody that got those old white legs, it looks kind of like a speckled trout underwater and the fish swims by, he's liable to take a chunk.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be me. That'll never be me, Don. Yeah. I'm not getting out that boat. Even if it's sinking, I'm staying in until the end, I promise you. Uh-huh. So, but anyway, you know, a lot of fish being caught out there. CCA Star Tournament cranked up last week. It's on, you know what I mean? If you haven't registered, do so. This week here, we are hosting the Knights of Nemesis Hook a Kid on Fishing Rodeo today. It's going to be busy, guys. Give us a break. We're gonna get you in and out of here. I know it's a pain in the butt, but you know we have to block the road because we have a ton of kids here. So you'll have to exit throughout our parking lot. We'll have that open for you. We're going to make the access to get out of here easy. When you got a couple hundred kids running around here with a fishing pole, we don't want anybody to get hit with a car. So, kids don't look. That's just a fact of the matter. They don't look. But anyway, we got a lot going on. We got a lot of bait in the tanks. You're coming down here, hook the left, come see us over here at Campos Marina. We're waiting on you, and we'll get you going.
You've been a busy weigh station. I see you got the number one 6.12 mangrove snapper was weighed in down there, the number two red snapper at 17.18, the kayak leader 2.96 for a speckled trout. You got the second place ladies trout 2.08. That's our friend Allie who won the boat last year. She's not sitting on her laurels. She's back out there looking to win again. And you also have the bank fishing, which I would assume was probably caught out of Chandelier in the surf, a 4.34. So you got a busy scale going on down there.
Actually, the bank fisherman Don came off of the end of past Hopedale Marina on a corner of the Mr. Go and Bayou La Lucha. That's where that fish came from.
Wow. Well, so, there's some hope for the bank fisherman then. A 4.34, that's the leader right now on the speckled trout for the bank.
That is exactly right. So, these guys, they're out there, and, you know, they fish really hard, and he caught it on plastic, too. I think it was plastic, I'm pretty sure. But I tell you, Don, it's just been an exciting week of fishing, and we got more exciting things to come. We got a long summer coming here, and, you know, like I said, we got plenty of bait in the boxes and the tanks over here, so hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us.
Yeah, and that was Chad Coulon. Congratulations to him on that bank fishing leader. And, you know, you got to remind him, Robbie, we had two of those guys, one in Venice and one in Grand Isle. They caught tagged redfish, but they did not have tickets. Cost them a truck and a boat.
Well, you know, Don, all I can say is this. If you're going to fish and you don't have a star tournament ticket and you're an avid fisherman, you're kidding yourself. I would not leave the dock without a star tournament ticket, and on top of that, a CETO membership. That's right. The two most important things you need at this time of the year. So, but the CCA Star Tournament is a must. They got a lot of great prizes in there, Don. You know it, and I know it. And it's just, you know, you never know what you're going to catch when you cast that line. So, I mean, look, there's plenty of tagged redfish on the east side of the river over here, boss. So, you know, get signed up. If you're not, you know, you'd be crazy to go out there without it.
You got it. Robbie, thanks for the report. Y'all have fun with the kids down there, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. Coming up next, we take you from the east side of the state all the way out west to Hackberry Rod and Gun. We're going to talk to Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk Stansel's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we take you out where most men have gone before, but some have not. And that's where Captain Kirk goes. He fishes out of Hackberry Rod and Gun out there in the Calcasieu area, and he joins us now. Captain Kirk, man, has that front passed through by you guys yet? Are you getting west wind still, or is it kind of coming out of the north now?
We're out of the northeast right now, blowing about 10 knots.
It's great, great. A little bit of lighter temperatures, too, huh?
Yeah, it feels nice out here this morning. You know, the humidity's down because yesterday was just...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It was muggy, real muggy yesterday, but it was dead calm. We had a good bite yesterday.
Yeah, I got good tide range, and I see on the leaderboard y'all had a few good trout coming in over there. Not normally what, you know, we'll win the contest. I think it's going to take bigger than what's on the boards right now. The West leader right now is 4.81, and I think there's some bigger ones.
Yeah, this is going to take something bigger than that, no doubt. Yeah.
What was the pattern that y'all found them on?
Mostly working birds is what the numbers are coming with. Mm-hmm. We're catching fish on the reefs, the mouths of some of the cuts and stuff. Just the fish are around. It's good. You know, it's funny. Yesterday we had a real good day. A lot of fish caught. Day before yesterday, it was slow. The day prior to that was real good. So, you know, it's kind of crazy, but fish has been good. Not a lot of redfish. There's a lot of oversized redfish, but slot redfish have been hard to come by. Caught some yesterday, more than we've been seeing, but it's nice to be fishing with calm winds for a change.
Yes, sir. You know, when you're fishing underneath those birds, the tendency is for the trout to run a little smaller. What size are the trout running when you're fishing under those birds?
Well, these fish are running, you know, if you hit the right school, you're going to hit quite a few of these bunches. You got to know, you know, the area. There's a lot of little small trout, but in some areas, these fish are running 14 to 17 inches under the birds. So decent fish for birds.
And that's some great action. Give us your philosophy or your methodology when you see birds circling. How do you approach them, and what are you throwing at them, and what do you tell your customers on the boat to do?
Okay, well, I'm always going to approach them with the wind. I'm going to come upwind with the birds, and you know, run the trolling motor till I get so close, and I'm gonna ease off and kind of drift in. And while you're easing in, you can watch which direction the fish are heading, so you can kind of get ahead of them a little bit. And then right now the fish are tight right under the bird, so you got to get up fairly close, but you got to be quiet about it because there's a lot of boats out here that are spooking them. And I'm gonna start off throwing soft plastics in there, usually a quarter ounce jig, you know, with a down south lure, and then you'll catch some pretty quick. Then I'll power pole down and throw live shrimp for a little bit, and when the fish get small, pick up and move on to the next bunch.
Yep. Man, you know, you got to put a word out to those folks that are not experienced at doing that, man. The last thing you want to do is run wide open to get in on birds. You will.
You don't want to run the motor into them. You know, there's. I've seen times where you could, but, yeah. You know, 99 out of 100, you better be stealthy.
How about flounder? Anybody picking up some flounder your way? We had a good little run over on the east side.
No, this has been the worst year. We were talking about that this morning up at in the dining room. It's been the worst year we've seen for flounder for springtime. We haven't had any flounder. I mean, we've had some good conditions at good spots and go in there and not even get a bite.
Strange. Every year and every season is different, and I guess that's what makes it so much of a fun challenge, huh?
Yes, sir. It is, we don't like a challenge. We want them just jump in the boat.
You want the sure thing. Yeah, sure.
That's right.
Yeah, it's good to get that every once in a while. Well, I'm not going to hold you up. I know you're getting ready to put the boat in and head the guys out there. Give us that information where they can see what comes in on the dock and how to contact you if they're interested in booking a trip this summer.
Okay. Well, yeah, go to our website. It's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com. And, we have those two live feeds where you can see what we're bringing in on the dock. And then our phone number is 337-762-3391.
All right. Always great chatting with you. Have a great day, and we'll catch up with you next time, Kirk.
All right, Don. Great
Thank
show.
You. Thank you much.
Okay.
That's yes, Captain sir. Kirk, we call him Captain Kirk Stansel out at Hackberry Rod and Gun, one of the finest establishments you'll find in southwest Louisiana if you headed over that way. A lot of Texas. Those of you listening to us in Texas, a little short hopping and a skip and a jump to cross the line and come fish here in Louisiana. All right, coming back after this, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite things to do, catching frogs. I'm out. We're back with it right after this. All right, checking on our text message board. I got some folks texting us this morning at 504-260-1870. My good buddy Toby gives me a lot of good intel. He's got red, green, silver, and flat on the agenda today. Headed a little farther south, so just hope that the green bridge is open when we get there. Now, let me translate that. He's got red, that would be redfish. Green, that would be bass or green trout. Silver would be the old speckled trout. And flat would be the flounder. So those are the four species he's looking for. And I got to think he's headed to Delacroix. That probably would be a good spot to try to cash in on that foursome. All right, we also got our buddy Wingbone over in Wilmer, Alabama. He got nothing going on. Sometimes that's good, Wingbone, to have nothing to do. And someone telling us it's already blowing out the north in Burris. So that's good news. Looks like that west wind is about over with. Front is already through, lower humidity, and a nice little north wind, kind of reminiscent of springtime late fronts. And boy, this is really a late one, but don't expect any cold weather. I mean, we're going to get back up probably to the mid-80s in most areas today. All right, we're going to pause a quick 10 seconds, and then we're going to talk frogs in Louisiana. But first, we'll let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don DeVue Radio Network. Okay, here in Louisiana, we have kind of a unique situation when it comes to catching bullfrogs and pig frogs, and I'll get to that in a minute. But it's closed for 2 months every year. And this has been, as far back as I can remember, April and May, it's illegal to catch frogs. The rest of the year, they're open game. And for a while, when you were not allowed to use anything that punctured the skin, like the spears or frog grabbers, there was some devices that were spring-loaded, but they really didn't work good. And if you're trying to catch them with a net, a lot of times you put the net and it gets stuck on a stump or a log or bushes where the frog's up underneath. You can't really get them with a net unless you're maybe in the open water, in the grass, in a marsh, fresh marsh. But the best way to grab them is just by hand. put the squeeze on them and put them in the bag, and it's over with. You cannot, as of now, have any firearms in your possession while you're hunting frogs at night. It is illegal. There was a bill, and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, in the legislature to allow firearms to be carried at night by froggers. I don't know where that stands right now, if it's passed or still being considered. But for now, no firearms while you're frogging at night. There are some minimum sizes. Now, we've got two species of frogs that people catch. You got the bullfrog, which is the bigger one, and then one called a pig frog. Some people call them croak-croaks, and they make a little bit different sound. They don't have as deep a voice as the bullfrogs do, and they're smaller. And the minimum size on a bullfrog's got to be 5 inches or larger. Pig frogs, 3 inches. Now, the way you measure a frog is not from the tip of his nose to the end of his legs. It's to his nose to his butt where the legs split. I mean, you know, a frog, you know, is going to certainly be 5 or 3 inches if you count the legs. I mean, frogs are pretty much all mouth, eyes, and legs. But you measure them from the tip of the nostril up there by the nose to the butt, and that's your minimum size. Now, as an exception, if you're on private land, your own pond or somebody's pond, you don't have to worry about the length requirements. But if you're on public areas, open swamp or marsh, you do have to abide by those two sizes. There's no limit. And I've been on frogging trips where we've caught over 100. And I've been on frogging trips where we caught maybe a nice dozen of some nice big fat ones. But it's a lot of fun, and you do it at night with headlights. I threw this question out and haven't anybody answer. What do you find is better conditions for frogging? A full, bright, moonlit night or a dark of the night where there's no moon? Which one do you think the frogs either come out better or they're easier to catch? Anyway, you just need your regular fishing license if you're going to be taking frogs. So that's 504-260-1187 if you want to text me. All right, next weekend, June 7th and 8th, it's the annual Free Fishing Weekend, where it takes part in most of the states. It's kind of a national event. And you do not have to have a license, whether you're a resident or a non-resident, to fish Louisiana when you would normally need fishing licenses, both saltwater and freshwater. Now, you do need to adhere to all the fishing regulations. And the idea of this is, you know, if people not sure if they're going to like fishing or they're not sure if they want to get into it, this is kind of the bait where they throw it out there and say, look, you don't have to buy a license. And then when they go and they have a good trip or they enjoy it and they have fun, then they want to do it more and they end up buying licenses. And, you know, licenses is how we support our conservation and research and regulation and measurement and everything else. Especially here in Louisiana, we have very little fund that come from any other source than the fishing licenses. And they've got several events that are going to be sponsored next week. And when we come back after this break, I'll kind of run down those for you. We'll be back to talk about the Free Fishing Weekend events. And also, I got a list of rodeos that are taking place next weekend. And also, we're going to talk a little bit later on about the Cajun Heritage Festival and the Bayou Liberty Piro races. They are returning. And I'm a former winner of the Bayou Liberty Pirog races way back in the day. All right, we'll be right back to do that after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Okay, get ready. Next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is the Free Fishing Weekend. And if you don't have any plans and you need looking for a place to go, I got some suggestions. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is sponsoring some events on Saturday, 1 week from today, at 8 a.m. to noon. It'll be one of the Get Out and Fish events. That's where the biologists come out there and they help you learn about fishing, how to set up the tackle, how to cast, how to tie knots, fishing techniques, taking the fish off the hook. They cover all that with you. And there's one at the Jennings I-10 Park from 8 to noon. There'll also be an intro to fishing course. That's going to be at Gretna City Park from 9 a.m. till 11. And then another intro to fishing course at Joe Brown Park in New Orleans East. That's from 1 to 3 next Saturday. And there's going to be a free fishing rodeo for youths from 5 to 15 at the Zamuri Park in Hammond at the ponds there from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. I would suggest that you go to the website, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and look under Free Fishing Weekend. Some of these you can pre-register for, and there's going to be some prizes. If you're signed up, you'll qualify to win the prizes. Should be a fun Free Fishing Weekend. All right, if you're into watching television, Bayou Wild TV. We got a really special feature that's running this week. The episode is called Pompano Playground. And just a few weeks ago, Chris Weaver and I went to Navarre Beach, Florida, and fished off the Navarre Beach Pier and caught some beautiful pompano. And Chris gives you his recipe. He actually cooks them on set for the grilled pompano. And it's a unique area, that Navarre Beach, and beautiful water there. You're going to see it. And it's the longest pier on the Florida coast, and they catch just about everything. They catch mahi-mahi, mackerel, lemon fish. The whiting were really running large the weekend we were there. But we were targeting pompano, and we got them. And Chris has devised a special bait that he uses. So check it out. It's called Pompano Playground. It's a Bayou Wild episode. And if you go to our website, bayouwildtv.com, you'll find all the places where it's airing. In fact, on Fox 29, those of you in southwest Louisiana, will be coming on in about 15 minutes. It airs at 6 a.m. on HD channel 114, cable channel 11, and DirecTV channel 29. And there's many other areas in Baton Rouge and in New Orleans and Acadiana, coastal region, the Bayou region, southeastern channel. And if you can't pick up any of those channels, you can always go to our website, bayouwildtv.com, and we've got a YouTube channel for you there. All right, let's see. I got some text messages coming in about the frogs. Let's see. It says, if anyone tries to abuse the frog, remember the frog lawyer is now a judge, and he defends the frog, not the frogger. That's from the Lafayette Yakka. Yeah, we'll be sure to steer clear from him. It says, best nights are anytime I get an invite to go frogging. 168 was the best night. That's fit from fish to hunt. Yeah, 168. That's a lot of hand grabbing going on there. All right, we got some events coming up next weekend. Again, boy, next weekend's going to be big. Swole Fest Fishing Rodeo at the Grand Isle Marina. Actually, some of the pre-events start on Wednesday. This one goes all the way from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the big award ceremony will be Saturday night. Grand Isle Marina, Swole Fest, it's a great cause. It's been a long-standing rodeo and one of the best we've got in South Louisiana. Same weekend, you can actually fish, and they're allowing you to enter your fish in both rodeos. The Catholic High out of Baton Rouge Fishing Rodeo is also taking place. This is up the road just a little bit from Grand Isle in Fouchon. It's June 5th through 7th, and you might want to check out that and get you a ticket if you'd like to fish that. I think there's about 400 people normally fish that one. Swole Fest, a lot more people, so Grand Isle's going to be a busy place next weekend, and we've got a report coming up on Grand Isle with Darrell Carpenter in just minutes away. And if you also want to catch this week's episode of Louisiana Coastal Cooking, it's called Louisiana's Prize Shrimp and Crawfish. There's an excursion on the Anna Marie Shrimp Boat. They'll take you out there, then come back and do a ball shrimp recipe, a jumbo shrimp with coconut and greens from Chef Nicole Cabrera. And Pete Dufresne, parish president of St. James, does his crawfish bisque. Boy, I love me some crawfish bisque. I hadn't had some in a while. Anyway, it's today it's airing at 9 a.m. on WYES-TV and tomorrow at 11 and on many public broadcast channels. Look for it. It's called Louisiana Coastal Cooking. It's kind of a catch-and-cook show. They actually show you how the resource is harvested and then some mouth-watering, taste-tempting recipes with it. All right, we also have the 48th Annual Cajun Heritage Festival on our calendar, and that's going to be at the LaRose Civic Center next weekend. Another busy place, going to be in LaRose. It's LaRose Civic Center, live auction, decoy painting sales, and they're going to honor my buddy I fished with the pompano, Chris Weaver. He's going to be honored there at the 48th Annual Cajun Heritage Festival, so you might want to stop by and tell him hello if you drop in there. You can find out more information at CajunHeritageFestival.org, and they also have a Facebook page. And I'm going to tell you more about this in the coming weeks, but at the end of June, the 28th, from 7 to 1, there's a Fish Crab Explore, great outdoors event in Lacombe, right there on Lake Road, down by the boat launch. There's no entry fee. Fishing licenses required for 18 and over. And they're going to have stations set up where you can do fish identification, how to clean a fish, talking about pond ecology, how to catch some crabs, backyard bass fishing. It's put on in conjunction with the Lacombe Recreation Center. And you can go to LacombeRec.com. That's LacombeRec.com. And get more information. We'll be telling you more about it as we get closer to it. Okay, right now, got a three-minute break. And on the backside of that, Darrell Carpenter is going to be with us talking about fishing in Grand Isle, Fouchon, Leeville area. He is next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, Grand Isle going to be a busy place from here on out, probably for the next couple of months. There's a lot of fishing rodeos and activities going on. A lot of people vacation down there. Captain Darrell Carpenter is in the middle of all of it. He operates RealScreamers.com fishing charters out of Grand Isle. Ventures over to Fouchon, Leeville, chasing fish from week to week. And, Darrell, what's going on Grand Isle this week? How's it been? And did y'all get all that rain that most of the area's got?
Yeah, we got it off and on, Don. It didn't. Luckily, that bad stuff, the training didn't set on top of us. So, I mean, it was the rain came conveniently at the right time. It didn't cancel any fishing trips.
Well, that's good news. What did y'all find?
Well, Don, it's kind of like the same as last week. As of right now, I would say the vast majority of our fish are still out on that beach, and it's been tough and challenging because it's been rough. In fact, yesterday I had to give it up early because of seasick customers. If you can hit that beach, they're all big, they're all nice, really nice fish. Yesterday we were catching more under a cork with plastic than we were on the live croakers on the beach. Inside, if you got to move inside, it's kind of held true that no real big schools of fish. We haven't been able to find big schools. You're pecking away here and there and end up putting a box together. You know, it'd be three or four fish in one spot, three or four fish in another spot. Either that or you got to sit and wait them out. If you've got somewhat of a regular bite, just kind of sit and wait them out because it's going to come in waves. But, the front's already passed through here this morning. The wind's out of the north now. It's not all that stiff. It ought to lay that beach down, and I predict at least for the next day or so, there's going to be just quick and easy limits coming off the beach. I wonder sometimes if dropping it to 15 did any good, because I'm hearing story after story of people finishing so early. They're openly bragging in the grocery store about how they got through so early, they just went and dropped them off and went and did it a second time. So they end up harvesting more fish than they did when the limit was 25.
Yeah. Well, I do see some pretty good, respectable fish on the star leaderboard from that area. Landon Daigle weighed one at Bridgeside at 4.56, and then Travis Darden had one 4.40 weighed in at Bridgeside, too. So there's some respectable-sized fish out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Don, even just a few weeks ago on the inside, it's not unusual to have that one or two fish that's 20, 22 inches. There's been some really good, some of my big fish really did survive that freeze and have been doing well. And the good part is it's been so daggum windy. We haven't been able to get on that beach very much. A whole lot of them have had an unharassed one or two spawns already yet. So we ought to be climbing pretty good for next year.
How's the bait situation down there?
Oh, plenty. Never seen the so far the shrimp has held true to where, the stories are after a hard freeze like we had last year, the shrimping's always great. And I don't know that I've ever seen the shrimp as thick as they are right now. Croakers are getting easier to find. I mean, easy and easy. And, I mean, there's so many of these shrimp, man. Sometimes I'm wondering if we didn't get some of them out of the water, the fish might be a little easier to catch.
Any bulls moving in Caminata? We're starting to think about the Ride the Bull coming up, and is it a little early yet on a few bulls if somebody wants to do some catch and release on the big bulls in the bay?
I think it's probably a little bit early. I mean, I don't have any firsthand on it because, Don, everybody's been so busy chasing these silver, the little silver spotted things that nobody's really spent any time on it. I've seen one or two boats anchored up under the bridge periodically. They don't typically stay long. I'm thinking it's still a little bit early. Give it, let that water heat up just a little bit more, and it ought to be good. What has been really strange is beautiful green water is sitting right on the beach, and we've got these two-foot incoming tides, and I can't explain why it won't come inside. you know, we're still battling some dirty water on the inside. And like I said, you cross that bridge and it's like an imaginary line, and you get on that beach and it's beautiful, clean water, clean, green, you know, like what we would expect in the bays this time of the year also.
Yeah. Well, sounds like the Sage is set for a good weekend. Hope you get your limit and your customers are happy. If somebody wants to become a happy customer with realscreamers.com, tell them how to get you. They can find you on my website easy enough. What's your site and phone number?
That's correct. Or they can look up realscreamers.com, and most of the information they need is there. Or just pick up the phone and call 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, have a good weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Don. Have a good day.
There he goes, Captain Darrell Carpenter. And, yeah, it's busy time down on the island, Grand Isle, one of the really hot spots when it hits the month of June down there. Fishing rodeos, events, a lot of surf fishing going on, bridge fishing at night. Some real fisherman's paradise down there. A lot of kayakers, too. Got some good, great kayak spots, especially on that east end of the island down there by the lab. There's a great little cove to put your kayak in, and you can start fishing immediately. All right, when we come back, we still got another hour to go. We're going to have fishing reports from Captain Mike Gallo, tell you about our Memorial Day trip, how that turned out. Paddler's Report with Lance Burgos. He's going to check in. We're going to talk to Ryan Lambert down in Argentina. Dean Galatas is going to update us on today's Bayou Liberty P-Roll races. That's coming up. And, of course, as always, we got a bad boy story. The case of the turkey tag traitors for your listening pleasure. All of that, and also still looking, when do you like to go frogging? When is it most successful? Moonlit night or dark night? I like dark nights. I'll tell you why when we come back right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back in. If you missed hour number one, well, we heard from our field reporters. The fishing conditions are good. We got some water moving, some tide. We got a little front that has passed through. You're going to be looking at some north winds. The west wind is pretty much out of here already. And some comfortable conditions to get out there and enjoy. We've also got the frogging season. We'll be opening up at 12:01 a.m. Sunday, basically tonight. If you're going out there, I've been asking about, do you prefer to frog at night on a moonlit night or a dark night? I seem to do better on darker nights. And I think the reason is frogs have big old eyes, and they can see in the dark. Of course, when you put that light on them, it kind of blinds them temporarily because it goes from dark to light. And it's more of a drastic light, you know, holding arrangement when it's darker. If you got moonlit night, their eyes aren't quite as opened up and dilated to get that light in there. So when it's really dark and you hit them with a big, strong light, I think they have a tendency to freeze and hold a little longer, making them easier to sneak up and grab. One of the key things is you can't make that water shake. If they're sitting on a lily pad or half in and half out along the bank, and they feel that water moving, a lot of times it's all over. One jump and they're gone. All right, what do you think? And here I got a question came in. Where can we catch frogs on the North Shore and other good areas? Well, best frogging in the North Shore, I would tell you go to Honey Island Swamp, Pearl River Management Area. If you're going in by boat, maybe go down on the lower end where the marsh turns into swamp. If you don't want to use a boat, I've caught frogs just going in the swamp and walking along some of the ponds are in there and in the creeks and that flow through there and with a light, and you can catch them and grab them in there. Nice big frogs. Also, Bayou Lacombe, you can also catch some frogs over there on the Bayou Lacombe banks, and especially the part, again, where the trees start getting into the marsh where it kind of mixes. Lots of other areas, too. Some of the easiest and best frogging, and my next plans will be to go frogging in a crawfish pond. It's usually the banks are pretty clean, and the frogs are easy to approach. You got levees around them. Sometimes they're up on the levees and easy to get to them. All right, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is warning the public about potential fish kills. The weather we've had recently, especially in freshwater areas, when the water heats up like that, it doesn't contain as much oxygen, and when the oxygen levels drop, then sometimes the fish can get in trouble and results in what they call a hypoxic or a low oxygen water, and results in a fish kill. And if you see any fish kills whether it's bait fish or predator fish or whatever, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries asks that you report it to them so the biologists can go out, investigate it, document it, and, you know, make sure that it's a natural occurrence and not some type of a spill that's causing it. So be on the lookout this time of year for potential fish kills. All right, let's see. We got the worm checking in. He's got nothing but honeydews and LSU baseball. Yeah, well, LSU baseball watching is definitely on my schedule for later on today. I think they're going to play at 8 o'clock tonight. Their game got delayed because of rain. They won, and then I think it was Dallas that played really late that second game. And the winner's bracket in the regionals is going to be 8 o'clock, and it's going to be a loser's game, that elimination game that will be coming up a little bit earlier in the day. All right, yeah, we had some LSU players that are outdoorsmen. Jacobian Guillory just took him and Ahmad Bro on a red snapper trip. Jacobian went bow fishing with us. Stephen Milam, shortstop, and first baseman Jared Bear Jones. We took them alligator hunting and quail hunting, and also had some of the football players, the West brothers. I went out and did a hog hunt, and they went to Oklahoma for some exotic and big game. You can see all of that stuff on our Tigers in the Wild episodes, and they air on Bayou Wild TV. So check out the schedule, bayouwildtv.com, and you can find out when the Tigers in the Wild features will be coming up. All right, coming back after this, we had a really good trip. It's become our annual Memorial Day fishing trip. Captain Mike Gallo, myself, and the girls went out and had what I call a classic Angling Adventures of Louisiana trip. Went and got speckled trout till the bite stopped and made a little move, and then added in some redfish. Quite a good mix and a lot of fun. We'll be back to talk about it and maybe how you can put one of those together with Captain Mike Gallo, our Born on the Bayou guy. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report is brought to you by a familiar name on this station. We're talking about CETO. That's the ones that give you peace of mind. Free boat towing, fuel delivery, jump starts. Just need to sign up and be a member. And I got to tell you, now pay close attention to this. The summer special is ending today. That's right. May 31st. Is the date when it ends, which is today. So if you sign up today, you will get 15 months for the price of 12. And what you need to do is if you call or you go online, you need to have a promo code, which I'll give you in just a second. But the CETO.com is a way to do it. And when you check out, use the promo SELA15. It's like Southeast Louisiana 15, SELA15 when you check out, and you get 15 months for the price of 12. Ends today, folks. Got to get it done. Become a CETO member. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now as he gets ready to head out and venture out and catch some fish. And Mike, looking back on our Memorial Day trip, boy, what a pleasure that was. You know, as I was calling it, it's kind of a typical classic Angling Adventures of Louisiana trip. Go out and catch a mess of speckled trout, and then when the bite slows down, head into the marsh and catch some redfish. Do you think that those wellheads, like the one we were at, are going to pay off today for anybody going out there with a slip sinker, using a slip cork, using a live bait, or maybe even some plastic?
That's been my pattern most of this week, Don. Some days the slip cork produces better than the drop shot, and other days the drop shot produces better than the slip cork. The only thing I can think of that might be different between the two, because you're both fishing about a foot off the bottom, is maybe when the sinker is dragging across the bottom, it's making a little sound bumping into the shells, and that attracts the fish. That's the only difference I can see between the two, other than you get less snags fishing with the slip cork. But one day the slip cork works better than the drop shot, and the next day it's different. I do think that pattern will hold true. It's a little breezy this morning with a north wind, so we are actually on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain fishing by the bridge, and hopefully by early morning that wind will subside and we'll be able to try some of those wellheads in Lake Bourne, unless we find a good bite here by the bridges. So far we've caught three, and one has made it into the ice chest.
Well, I'm going to give you a little inside info. One of my spies contacted me yesterday and sent me some photos fishing exactly where you are right now. And he said there's a nice little flounder run been going on. And as I've always found out, he does too. Avocado is the key when you're catching those flounders. Anything avocado, like a matrix shad, dragged along the bottom there. Don't leave without doing that, because there's some nice flounders, some good-sized ones he sent me the pictures of.
Right. We hadn't caught a flounder as of yet. We just got here. I guess we've been here 30 minutes. But kind of waiting on that wind to drop down, or we'll move up and down the bridge some and find different spots, try different locations. And if one seems to produce better than the other, obviously that's where we'll stay. And, you know, we'll sort of measure what we have compared to how long we've been there and make a decision on whether we want to run to Lake Bourne if the wind does drop down and allow us to do so.
Mike, fishing that marsh after we worked over the trout, we caught some redfish. You know, there's a lot of area in there to fish. To find out where those redfish are and the best shot, grass, I guess, was what we found. They were in that grass. They wanted to be in there rooting around, kicking up who knows what, you know, maybe small crabs and dislodging shrimp out of there. What else do you look for in that marsh as far as a place to pull over to the side and try to catch some redfish?
What seems to have been working for me is current. You know, there was some current sweeping by that point where there was some of that flooded grass. And those seems to be the two keys. If you can find some flooded grass with some good, clean, moving water, give it 15 minutes. And if you don't catch anything, try another area that's similar. And sooner or later, you'll come across some of them.
You know, I see people that are afraid to throw in that grass. I don't know what it is. They think, oh, well, I'm going to get tangled, or maybe the fish won't be in it. But that's where they are. That's where they want to be. That's their home.
Yeah, they get in that grass. They're not afraid of it. And that's where that circle hook really shines, because you can throw it in the grass, and it's rarely going to snag to get yourself right up next to the shoreline or even in that flooded grass. That circle hook does a great job.
Yep. Well, unfortunately, we were not able to get that triple tail we spotted, but that's a good sign. At least they're showing up out there.
That's true. I'm always looking for them. That's the first one I've seen this year. And he evaded us, so he's definitely on my radar. We'll keep looking for him.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, Janice and I had a great time fishing with you and Jacqueline. Boy, we got home and we got a pile of fish. In fact, I'll be cooking some later today. And I want to thank you for the trip. And, you know, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, they can find you on my site, your site, aaofla.com. And the old telephone's still there if somebody wants to give you a call.
That number is 985-781-7811.
All righty. Hope that wind lays down sooner than later. Y'all have a good trip, and we'll catch up with you next week.
We'll do it, Don. Looking forward to it, and we'll talk to you then.
All righty. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, our Born on the Bayou guy. All right, coming back after this, we got a paddler's report. Lance Burgess is going to join us and kind of give you a rundown on some tips where you might find a few fish if you like to put your kayak in and just pedal or paddle, or sometimes electric motors now. We'll be right back with Lance after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, you've seen him on Bayou Wild TV in our Tigers in the Wild episodes. You might run into him paddling around in his kayak, because he's an active member of the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. And I want to remind you, our paddlers reports are brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. Fly Shop Specialist, you'll find some of the outdoor gear there, the latest fishing tackle used in the local area. You'll look sharp while you fish. They got some great apparel, of course, paddle sports equipment, got kayaks for sale. You can find out about fly tying and fly fishing classes if you want to get into it. They open every day, well, Saturday. They'll be open today at 10 a.m. That's at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie, and Lance Burgess joins us now. Good morning, Lance. What's going on in the world of paddlers?
Hey, good morning, Don. Well, it's a great time of year. You know that before the oppressive heat hits us, you know, the mornings have been cool, so it's been just an awesome time to get out in the kayak and go find some trout and go find some reds. It's definitely a great time to be out.
Yeah, what have been some of the hot spots lately where you're hearing from some of your contacts?
Well, you know, the Grand Isle area is definitely heating up. And that's really a lot of the positive reports I've gotten. You know, we had our Dawn of Dusk tournament. The Bayou Coast had that tournament last weekend. I know some guys fished 23, didn't do so well. Some guys on the west side fished. It was a tournament that was open anywhere in the state. And they didn't do great on trout. So a lot of, it seems to be Highway 1, and it kind of seems to be your hot spot right now.
Yeah, I'm looking on the Star leaderboard, and, you know, for folks that don't know, they actually have a kayak division, and it's broken down similar to the speckled trout category where you have an east, a southeast, and southwest categories. And I got some familiar names. Chris Sushan, he's the leader in the east division with a 2.96. Danny Rogers weighed his in at Bridgeside Marina for southeast area at 2.72. Luke Beslin, he's in second place with a 1.84. And Zachert Stenger, Don's boat landing, weighed in a 1.90 in southwest. And I think there's some opportunity to top those. You know, kayak fishing for speckled trout, you're certainly much more limited than in a bay boat, but you can also get into some tight places where the boats can't go.
Yep, that's absolutely true, and I'm glad you brought up the Star Tournament. You know, I've fished it pretty religiously for about 10 years now, and, you know, I've been a bridesmaid in many of those, with a couple of second and third place finishes, so I've always kind of looked for bigger trout, quality trout to put on the board. But, you know, I tell people who want to fish that, it's fun because you can do it at any time that you want to fish. There's no time limit. Obviously, Star Tournament runs all the way to September and Labor Day. And, you know, just some words of advice on that. If you want to compete in that, kind of get in early, because the later we get in the summer, the harder it is to find those bigger quality trout in a kayak. So you're definitely right about that.
Absolutely. The earlier you get out there, the more likely. When you're fishing in a kayak, do you fish for numbers or do you fish for big fish, or do you take whatever Mother Nature gives you for that day?
You know, you kind of got to have your strategy and plan. I'm actually heading down to Grand Isle later today, and I'll be fishing for numbers. Mama says she needs some trout, so my buddy and I are going to go down, and we're going to go fish the rocks down in Caminata and maybe over behind Wildlife. And, you know, just look for numbers. And when I'm looking for numbers, you know, I'm using my popping corks. I'm using my jigs, and I'm just trying to get my 15-fish limit. But as you know, I'm a diehard, hardcore trophy trout angler, and I really like to fish for bigger fish. And there'll be times where I do specifically, I'm just looking for those two or three big bites, and I'm fishing different tactics, you know, top waters, different types of suspended lures, and looking for bigger fish, which I will be doing in the upcoming weeks with Star Tournament and where we are.
Yeah. You know of any offshore opportunities for kayakers?
Yeah, you know, Bayou Coast tries to promote Offshore Mania tournament, and it is it's a great opportunity to go to Navarre Beach with the Bayou Coast members. Even if you're new to offshore fishing, you know, these guys will take you under their wing, and they'll do that mid-June, I think June 19th. So you can go to the Bayou Coast Kayak Facebook page, kind of read up on it, and there's accommodations and lodging, and you know, those guys are going to do another offshore tournament this year out of Navarre Beach. And, you know, going pretty close. I mean, I've done it. My wife and I have done it. It's kind of impressive, amazing. You could see the beach. You know, maybe you're less than a mile away and fishing some structures and be able to catch snapper, cobia, and some, you know, some different variety of saltwater fish that you normally aren't going to be able to access in a kayak. And this time of year brings that opportunity.
Yeah, as you know, we just came back not too long ago from Navarre Beach, and the beautiful offshore blue and green water is right up there on the beach. I'd much rather drive the truck to Navarre Beach and paddle a short distance, less than a mile, than try to find deep water and offshore fish in Louisiana and paddle forever.
Yeah, I don't know of too many people who do that here in off of our coast. But, you know, just a quick recap, Don, you know, like I mentioned, the Dawn of Dusk tournament was held last weekend. Once again, Robert Burkhart, he wins his third tournament in a row. And Robert is on a tear. He's, you know, he's really honing in and into the sport. And, you know, it was a 2 red, 5 trout limit. 30-inch red was the max. And he put up 133.5 inches in that tournament to win his third in a row. So Robert's well on his way to the Bayou Coast Angler of the Year. Robert's going to represent Team USA. I know he qualified last year in the Hobie Saltwater Series. So kudos to him and kudos to Bayou Coast and you know, everybody who put on that tournament. I didn't get a chance to compete in that because I did get a chance to go offshore last weekend. So I took advantage of getting into the fiberglass boat and passed on my plastic boat for a day.
So that's BCKFC, if somebody wants information about the club and all the events they put on.
Yeah, BCKFC, you can find them on Facebook. And, you know, they've got a, you know, they've got a series of tournaments coming up. You know, the Summer Redfish Series starts this Sunday, kind of a unique opportunity. Four parishes throughout the state will be highlighted each month all the way to September. This is a fun tournament. You can sign up and register and go fish at your leisure anytime during the month of June. If you're in St. Bernard Parish, you might as well sign up because if you catch, you know, you could catch a limit of five reds and submit it. It's a CPR through the Tourney X app, and you take your pictures and submit them. But every month there'll be a winner for this new series that the Bayou Coast is doing. It starts this Sunday. And then at the end of the month, a collaboration between the Bayou Coast Kayak Club, the Lafayette Club, and the Mobile Bay, they will be hosting the Magnolia tournament, and it is part of the Hobie Saltwater Series. So if you're a little more diehard into the competitive thing, that one is on June 28th, and that will be a cage and slam format tournament. And I think top two in that will earn entries into the tournament, the Hobie Saltwater Series to compete, to go, you know, fish where that ends up being. But, you know, a lot of fun. Tournaments are great. But right now, for the recreational angler, it's not hard to get out there and, you know, go find some trout. You know, like I said, the other areas should heat up. Things will be picking up across the state. But I'll be focusing on Grand Isle tomorrow.
All right. Hope you have a great trip. And thanks for the report, Lance. As always, we appreciate it.
You got it, Don. Thank you.
All righty. Lance Burgess, he's one of our BCKFC paddler reporters. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boy of the Outdoors time. A couple of admitted turkey tag traders is what we're going to call them. We'll tell you their story, their crime, and their time right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, checking in on our text board, we have the Worm checking in. He's waiting for LSU baseball tonight. We also have someone telling us about two rodeos in St. Bernard today, CRC at Sweetwater and Delacroix, and the one that Robbie was talking about, the Hook a Kid on Fishing, that's at Campos Marina in Shell Beach. Thanks to Kevin and Oak Ridge for reminding us about that. The River Rat says, good morning, Mr. Don. Like you, I prefer no moon for frogs. Yeah, another thing, too, sometimes the frogs start coming out right at dark, and other times it's like the wee hours of the morning. You got to kind of wait them out. All right, we have the Backstrap Stacker from Alabama checking in from Las Vegas today. The Red Snapper are safe from his crew this week. All right, we have Lafitte LT. He's in Florida. He's at a national debate competition. Wants to remind everybody the Lafitte Seafood Festival is going on this weekend down in Lafitte at Jean Lafitte. And there's some beautiful decorated oyster shells from Blessed By You. And country music star Tracy Lawrence is headlining at the Lafitte Seafood Festival. All right, we had a couple of guys got in some trouble, one of them some pretty expensive trouble with turkeys this season. We'll tell you their story. It's our Bad Boy of the Outdoor next, right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Agent Sergeant Devin Bryant and Corporal Michael Darbon received a complaint about a turkey hunter taking over the daily limit of turkeys near Sugartown. Now, where exactly is Sugartown, you ask? Well, Sugartown is an unincorporated community in Beauregard Parish, approximately 16 miles east of DeRidder. As of 2010, the census said they had a total population of 54. Not exactly what you'd call a major metropolitan center. Well, the two wildlife and fishery agents made contact with Chad Cole and Connor with a K, Seal. Cole admitted to taking the two turkeys on the same day. That was his first citation. They also learned that Seal allowed Cole to use his two turkey tags for Cole's harvested turkeys. That was for Seal's citation. Not only did Cole shoot two turkeys in one day, he did not possess a turkey hunting license or turkey tags. The agent seized his two turkeys, so he didn't even get dinner. Now, while 24-year-old Connor with a K, Seal of DeRitter, is looking at a $350 fine for allowing another hunter to use his tags, facing fines and civil restitution, and I got to tell you, turkeys are pretty expensive as game paybacks go, his fines could be up to the total amount of, get this number, $4,979. A possible 90 days in jail and no turkey dinner is 48-year-old Chad Cole of Sugartown, Louisiana, our two turkey a day bad boy of the outdoors. When will they ever learn? You know, I shot two turkeys once myself, but it was legal and it was in Kansas. In fact, I did it with one shot and managed to get two turkeys. That was a real highlight. Back in the days when you're allowed to take more than one turkey in Kansas. Now, you got, if you're non-resident, you got to be picked for a lottery, and it's one turkey per season. Things change. All right, we come back after this. Ryan Lambert promised he'd check in with us from Argentina and give us a report down there. We'll find out what he's doing down in South America right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's go long distance for the plastic man in Argentina. How's the weather down in lower South America?
No, it's beautiful today. 42 degrees and sunny. Ooh. And beautiful.
Is it wintertime down there?
Get on an airplane.
Is it winter?
Yes, it's been it's been winter, and it's been in the 40s the whole time I've been here. It's really nice, really nice. After, you know, leave 90 degrees and come down to 40, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like going to Alaska almost. What are you doing down there?
Well, I'm getting ready to get on a plane and go to Monte Lodge and shoot pigeons for a few days, and then from there I'll go to another lodge, Santa Rita Lodge, and fish and hunt ducks for my 8 duck hunt, so I'll be busy shooting for next week.
All right. Well, when you say hunt pigeons, you know, explain to people, this is not your pigeons that sit around the park and, you know, walk up on benches.
No, this is you're hunting peanut fields, and they're decoy pigeons. And it's a spotted pigeon. It's kind of an agricultural bird. It's not like our pigeons that walk around by the railroad track. You know, this is a different pigeon. So, but they come in flocks, and they come fast, and they come and they decoy, and boy, they're really sporty, fun, and they go deep. So it all works out.
What size shot are you using? And you're allowed to use lead down there, or do you need steel?
Yeah, you can use lead. And I guess for the pigeons, we're probably shooting 6-shot, you know, because they're a pretty hardy bird. And then we'll go hunt ducks. And the ducks are so unusual compared to our ducks. You know, they're beautiful. You know, ours are too, but it's just unique. You get a lot of cinnamon teal and the silver teal and the white cheek pintail, and you know, there's a 4 different kinds of teal, and the rosy bills are kind of like our redhead without the redhead, so it's a kind of a diver duck. But there's a lot of different ducks. It's pretty cool to do. And the widgeons here are giant. They're giant birds, like a mallard almost.
What's the habitat that you're hunting ducks in down there? Is it marshes or fields? Or?
Yeah, it's marshes just off of a river system, just like at home. You know, it's not much different. Now the pigeons are in a peanut field, so they're a little different. You just put a blind in the field and just wait for them to come. It's really fun. But yeah, we just hunting in the marsh. You know, you make little blinds and you get out there. You know, it's good shooting, I tell you that. You know, you don't have to kill them all to have a good time. So I don't overdo it, but you know, we kill our share, I promise.
What do you compare those pigeons to? Is it like a quail or maybe a pheasant? What's the
Much bigger. I would think a really fast pheasant.
But as far as cooking it, the taste.
Oh yeah.
Dove?
I would say more like a dove. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because anyway, I don't care that much for pheasant. They're pretty dry, but these aren't. They're pretty good. And do them a bunch of different ways. You know, you hunt in the morning, then you have a lunch out in the field. They bring the cooks out there. Bring the cot, you take a little nap, it's so nice and cool, and you get up after a little leisure time and hunt again. So they go back to the lodge. So it's a good time.
You're in heaven for sure. Argentina, you know, when I think of Argentina and you try to think of a country and what they're known for as their local cuisine, I think of beef with Argentina. What is that they're known for down there?
you know, they have really, really good beef and really good wine. You know, they have the Mendoza's area's got them all back. The beef is good flavor, but it's not as tender as ours, but it's really good flavor. So it's good, and they got a lot of it. I mean, there's a lot of steak places here. And that's where we eat most at the lodge, too. We eat a lot of steaks and tenderloins and stuff, and they'll cook the doves and the pigeons. And it's a good experience, really. They really take care of us good as well. So.
Well, I've never been there, but a lot of people that have, they tell me Argentina is like the New Mexico now. A lot more people are going to Argentina because it's a little different.
It's very different. It's a long flight. It's a lot more expensive than Mexico. But I like the people and I like the hunting. But like again, you know, I haven't hunted yet. I've been here 3 days, and we'll go to hunt this evening, and then we'll stay at one lodge, then go to another. But it takes a long time. Whereas if I go to Nuliasi, I leave at 6:30 in the morning. I hunt that evening after lunch. Yeah. So it's a lot quicker trip. In fact, speaking of that, I got about 5 openings for dove on October 2 through 5. If anybody wants to go take that little trip.
October 2nd through the 5th?
White wing dove.
White wing dove.
It's a white wing hunt. I got 5 openings, so it'll be a really nice hunt.
And that's at Nolihase.
The boys are doing. Yeah, Nolihase. Then the boys are doing real good at home. The fish are just crazy. The river's at 12 foot in the fish. Yeah. I mean, everything. Bull reds, specks, reds, black gum, sheephead. They're catching everything. It's incredible with the river that high as they're doing as well as they are. It's been like that all spring, too. It's really great. Everybody's doing good.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, listen, if somebody gets a hold of you, can they handle, you know, find out information about going to Argentina? Can you help them out with that?
Oh, yeah. Because the one lodge I go to called El Monte, this lady, Maria, she runs such a good operation. I mean, she's got the finest wines and, you know, I don't smoke cigars, but she's got all that there and the food is great. She just really concentrates on the entertainment value of it. Then when I go duck hunting, it's at the Santa Rita Lodge and tons of ducks. Really nice place, too. So, yeah, either one of them, they could call me and I could set them up, you know, give them the information at least, you know, when I get home.
Yeah, well, give them your phone number.
Actually, it's 504-559-5111. And I think the Santa Rita Lodge has a couple of cancellations for June, some mid-June. If anybody wanted to get there, probably would get it pretty cheap if they wanted to go because those guys will lose their deposit. There's like 2 different groups.
Wow, that's jumping in somebody's grave.
For somebody jumping on.
Yes,
yeah, they
indeed.
Can just call me and I can fix them up with that.
Very good. Call the plastic man, 504-559-5111. He's always got the phone with him.
Always, buddy. No matter where in the world, we always be on this show from a lot of places.
Yeah. Well, go get some pigeons and get you some ducks and talk more about it next week when you get back.
Sounds great, buddy. We'll see you then.
All right. Captain Ryan Lambert down in Argentina, South America. All right. We come back after this. Dean Gelatis is going to join us about the comeback of the 68th annual Bayou Liberty Pirogue Races. You talk about a piece of Louisiana heritage and culture. This is it, and it's going on this afternoon. He'll tell us all about it right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Oh, yeah, they're going to be paddling pirogues and canoes down the bayou. Bayou Liberty, the 68th annual pirogue race, is going to be this afternoon. First started back in June of 1951 by the Holy Name Society of St. Genevieve's Church, and they used the race to make a fundraiser to build a new church, and names like Dave Pichon and Troy Holden and Junior Pichon, all those guys were in it. And one year there was a Don Dubuque who won the media division many, many moons ago, and they took a break, but they're back now. And Dean Gelatis, who is a hunting buddy of mine, and he has the sister to my dog Smokey named Latte. We hunt birds together and do other things, joins us now because that's his territory. Good morning, Dean. Tell us what's going on starting around noon over there on the bayou.
Good morning, Don, and everybody. It's actually going to be tomorrow, Don, on Sunday at noon. And the pirogue races have been, you know, usually the first Sunday in June for as long as I can remember. But they're going to have 13 races, you know, boys races, girls races, two-man canoe race, ladies over 40, men over 40, blindfold race. And really, it started out a couple of years ago because, you know, with COVID and a few things, they haven't been able to get the races together and get all the – it takes a lot to do something like this, I'll tell you that. And, you know, they wanted to start off, they say, hey, look, let's just try to get the racing back. But it kind of blew up, you know, when people start volunteering their time. A lot of people gave some donations, and we're back in it now, and it's kind of blowing up and getting bigger and bigger.
Well, for people that want to come and participate tomorrow, what's the cost, and do they bring their own pirog and canoe? No kayaks are allowed. You know, this is strictly traditional canoes and pirogs. Should they bring their own, or do they have them there for people to use, and what's the cost?
The cost, the food, which is going to be provided by the Knights of Columbus Council, 9769, and also Bayou Barbecue to go. You know, it's going to cost a dollar a ticket. You know, you buy tickets and then whatever, how much the food, whatever they're going to sell it for. But they're also going to have drinks for sale and stuff like that. Now, across the bayou at the Foggy Waters Marina, they're also having food and stuff over there, too. They're going to have food trucks there. I do believe there's going to – it's going to – they charge us something for parking over there. But as far as people coming and racing, now, they do have a lot of prizes. They got medals. They got trophies this year, but – they're also money races, usually the men's championship race and whatever, the women's championship race. In those races, I want to say there's an entrance fee. I know there is. I don't have it in front of me, though. But those are the races where it's going to cost to enter. Now, if you don't have your pirog, I can tell you there are going to be plenty hanging around. I'm sure you can borrow one or two, you know, from someone. But I know we're going to also have vendors out there, boat builders, racing boat builders, and regular, we call them working man boats, common boats. But I'm sure there's always ones laying around. If you got to race one, it's a family event, but people know everybody. You could come on out. I'm sure someone can... let you use their boat if you own.
All right, for people that have never been there, just find St. Genevieve's Church or the Foggy Waters Marina, and you can check it out, and that'll get you there. Dean, thanks for taking some time to talk with us about this. It's really good that it's coming back. It's a really traditional event that's been going on for years and years, and it's an awful lot of fun over there on the bayou.
Yeah, thank you, Don. And, hey, we don't have a media race this year, but next year, we can do it. We're probably going to have a little bit better planning, and we might even get you to come back.
I'll come defend my title. Thanks again, Dean. Take care, my friend. We'll see you. There he goes, Dean Gladys, and it's the Bayou Liberty P-Rog races. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back again to do this again next week. Thanks to Chris Coleman filling in for Cullen Steele, and he'll be back with us too. 5 to 7 a.m., it's the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.